Hello, I'm Jason, and this is a Points in Focus podcast short. Today, I'm going to be talking about lenses and handedness. Now, lenses are obvious, but what do I mean by handedness? Well, if you've ever heard of the right hand rule, you may have a good idea or have some idea of where I'm going with this. If not, let me explain handedness briefly and then get on to lenses and what that has to do. So, anytime you have a system where you have a rotational action being converted into a linear movement along the axis of that rotation, there are two ways that that rotation can be translated into a linear motion. And generally speaking, we've given those the names right-hand rule and left-hand rule because our hands do a great job of illustrating the motion or the translation effect of the motion. So if you're not familiar with the right-hand rule or the left-hand rule, allow me to explain briefly. If you curl your fingers up and stick your thumb straight out like you're making a thumbs up sign, your thumb will point in the direction of the linear motion that happens when you turn the thing in the direction that your fingers are curled. So if we're using the right-hand rule or following the right-hand rule and our thumb is pointed up, then we would, to make something move in that direction, we would turn our device or fastener or whatever in a counterclockwise direction if you were looking down on it. So what does this have to do with lenses? Well, lenses have rotational controls. Usually there's at least a focus control, and if it's a zoom lens, there's a zoom or a focal length control. These controls, they have a mapping between the direction that control turns and the action that happens inside of the lens to focus or zoom. And those mappings are either right-handed or left-handed. Now, I would want to take a quick second to sort of step off on a tangent. Not a big tangent because it's related to this. I've known about the right-hand rule and left-hand rule for ages. I've also been doing photography for a long time. However, I've never put the two together. I don't know why I've never put the two together. It's just I've never thought of the handedness rules in relation to thinking about controls on a lens. Now, normally I would say, you know, so what? It doesn't matter. The reason this came up is I have a bear of a time focusing when shooting video. I don't ever have a problem when shooting stills. If I'm shooting manual focus, I just focus and I don't even think about it. And if I mess up a little and I, you know, focus the wrong way or whatever, it doesn't matter. But when you're shooting video and you're manual focusing, the direction you focus is very important, because if you focus the wrong way, it kind of ruins the video. And then, like I said, for whatever reason, I just never can have been able to make sort of that mental jump to which way I turn the zoom ring, the focus ring, when I'm doing video. Until the other day, when I was watching a thing on video and focusing, and they said, turn the left lens to the left for X and the right for Y. And I don't remember what brand cameras they were using. And that got me thinking about the handedness rules. And I went and looked at my camera, and lo and behold, since I shoot Canon, all of my lenses are being Canon, follow the left-hand rule. If I have my hand under the lens and I turn the focus ring in the direction my fingers are curled around the lens, the camera I focus towards infinity. If I zoom, the angle of view gets narrower because I'm increasing the focal length. And then it popped. And now I can't say I have much better success doing video. I haven't had enough time to sort of internalize everything, but I had that spark, that epiphany, and that's why I'm recording this little thing, because I can't believe I'm the only person out there that never put these things together, and therefore that somebody else might find this useful. So, briefly, I did a cursory set of searches, and this is by no means exhaustive, and I have a longer list in the show notes accompanying this podcast. Canon, Olympus, Sony, those three companies all follow the left-hand rule for focus and zoom, based on my cursory research. All cinema lenses follow, again, the left-hand rule for focus and zoom. That seemed to hold true whether I was looking at really inexpensive Rokinon converted to cinema, you know, their bottom-end $300 lenses, or I was looking at $80,000 Ariolara zooms. Either way, left-hand rule. Fuji and Nikon are the big right-hand rules. They use right-hand rules for focus and zoom on, as far as I can tell, all of their lenses. Other manufacturers do some other things. Some seem to do a little bit of both. I found at least Phase 1 uses the left-hand rule for focusing and the right-hand rule for their zooms. At least they're consistent. Again, I should point out, there is no right or wrong here. It's a choice that is made by the manufacturer for their system. And the only really wrong choice that I would argue, or the only choice that's really wrong that I would argue, is not being consistent across all of your lenses. If some are right hand and some are left hand, that just becomes confusing. But if everything is right hand or left hand, then, you know, as a user, you get used to it and you just deal. But if you happen to be like me and you happen to get confused occasionally about which way you need to turn the lens, if you know the handedness of your lens, you have a foot up on very quickly without having to start rotating the lens to see or looking at the distance scale, if there even is one. You have a quick way to figure out which way you need to turn the lens to drive the focus in the direction you want to drive it. So there you go, lenses and handedness. I'm Jason. Thanks for listening and see you next time.